This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Please stay. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The holidays are on at Disneyland. Holidays at Disneyland. This hour's code word is joy. J-O-Y, joy. Take the word joy and text it to our contest line, 20357. It'll give you a chance to win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Didn't you say you found a text from someone who was like, hey, I won that. I got a notification. I won.
Someone wrote in and said they won. They got, so I don't know what happens next, texter, but I imagine our promotions team will be right on that case.
I mean, you texted it, so we have your number.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, they'll be reaching out to you today. So exciting. What a fun text to get. You won. All you have to do is text us the word joy, and that could be you. A 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, there is the grand prize vacation up for grabs. This is for 4 people. 4 3-day, 1-park per day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstop to Southern California, and a 2-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is joy. Joy to the world. Get it as like a, you know, holiday thing. Did you need me to explain that to you? I could tell you more.
I actually think of our friend Joy whenever that name comes up.
Yeah.
And I also think of Inside Out. And I also think...
Oh, Joy.
Joy was on my list, quietly, to myself. I love that name.
It's very... Well, it's right there in the name. Joy.
Yep.
Who isn't looking for joy? Sometimes you got to really like, you know, when you're feeling joy, sometimes you're just like so in it in the moment, like, oh my God. And then later you're like, oh.
Unfortunately, I do feel like that's the problem with the name Joy as well. Like the same thing goes
for some rotten teenager named Joy.
I like the name Harry.
Mm.
But then if you're that guy that goes and like, especially if you're a guy that goes bald and now you're Harry, but you're bald, like it's just a whole thing that's like a subtext.
Yes.
To the,
or maybe you, you know, you got hair all over your back.
Look at Joy. Hairy and then there's Joy going,
resting bitch face.
I'm having a bad day.
My hometown named Harry Lips. And he named his kid Harry Lips Jr.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
Harry Lips.
Yeah.
You know someone whose last name is Lips?
Yeah, we have Lips. We have Pancakes. We have.
You're telling me there's pancake people there?
That's a big name where I grew up, Pancake.
Is it because the people from the Appalachians just name themselves whatever they want to name themselves?
I don't think
they just like if they're like you know, we just had a baby and we're a family that really likes pancakes. That's what we're changing. All we have these crazy Lips. We'll just be the Lips family. Like, who does that, Maddie?
I don't know. I'm just telling you, man. There's common names.
Is yours just a misspelling of the word stout?
No, my stepdad's from Pennsylvania, so they have German names.
Amish guy.
I'm Italian.
Carpetbagger. You're not from here, punk.
You're new. I've lived here for 60 years. But were you born here in the holler?
That is exactly how we treat people.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. We call people Yankees all the time. My mom did. She was huge on
in
that.
In West Virginia?
Oh, yeah.
That's really funny. Oh. I would think.
That's too bad.
You'd be right. You just, I feel like it's right there. You know,
right on the Mason-Dixon.
Yeah, it's like a blurred line.
No, my mom was big on the damn Yankees. Not the band.
How did you feel about the band? Were you just like, oh, that's funny, you know, irony. We hate the Yankees. There's the damn Yankees. I like the song.
It made sense. Okay. It was very popular in West Virginia, that band.
I can't really say. I mean, I don't know any other than, like, I've heard of the Yankees, like the New York team, and you know, Yankee Doodle Dandy. You hear it on the 4th of July, that kind of thing. But, like, I've never been like, you're a Yankee, or been called, you Yankee.
It's
like,
not what? A term of endearment where I grew up.
No, it definitely does sound we understand. That way. Yeah, it sounds like you don't like that.
Oh, I'm fine.
No, I mean you people.
You people.
You people.
Who people? What
you,
people?
You people. You mountain people. Take me home. TV Tonight, a couple things. The Secret Life of Diddy is the special on 2020. That's tonight, 10 o'clock, ABC. 2020, The Secret Life of Diddy. Survivor. We won't get to watch it, but everybody all caught up on Survivor?
I watched the third episode. I didn't see the second, but I saw the...
Yeah. So you are, though. So,
I am.
Right. We'll get to the fourth one. And I wanted to mention, I finished season one of Traitors.
Oh.
The Traitors is traitors, as in, not that, because people, what is it about, like guys on Wall Street or something? No.
Nope.
It's not about that. It's about, you know, the Benedict Arnolds out there. The Traitors. The Traitors. It's a show on Peacock. There's a new season of it. So I wanted to go back and watch it because Danielle Reyes, who is a star from Big Brother, she's a longtime friend of the show since way back. Like, before you left, I think we knew her, right? She was from a season of Big Brother.
Yeah, I met her when I got back because she was around.
Right.
And I think she is maybe one of the most beautiful women in the state. Mm-hmm. If not, you know, west of the Mississippi. She's stunning.
It's funny. There is a large group of reality show stars from all the many shows and many that we've never even heard of, because there were definitely people who had, like, you know, they would call it their reality show resume. So I watched the first season of Traitors, and there is about six kind of like men on the street people, like there's the hairdresser, the yoga instructor, you know, whatever. And then there's these reality show people, and there's all these shows. It's like The Challenge and The Amazing Race, and all these people just make the rounds of all these shows trying to like milk their pseudo celebrity reality fame. They do become, and they all know each other. They've all met at whatever the reality. We start on a reality show convention,
the trade show.
Yes, right. And it's everybody. It's like The Bachelor and Bachelorette, and you know, probably the Masked Singer. Who knows? I mean, all these people. They make the rounds. As soon as they're done with one, they go over to Dancing with the Stars, and then they're off of that, and they go on The Amazing Race, and it's crazy. So this show, Traitors, people who will deceive you, is very simple, but is incredibly layered, and the strategies and the options. I loved that first season. Now, people who come, it's like watching the first Survivor. They started to figure out, oh, this was a thing that worked for that group. And then so people become students of the game. They go back and they look, and these are reality people. This is what they invest their time in, right? I'm guessing, so I'm about to start season two. Finished season one. Season one was epic, like really solid backstabbing, some excellent loyalty, some really good challenges, some funny stuff, some terrible people, and some really great people. And the right person won, but man, it was kind of heartbreaking how it happened. So I'm going to start season two, but season three is coming up. I cannot find a solid date. So Daniel, if you're listening right now, if you have a solid date, they're saying sometime in early 2025, and you had said January. So did she tell you
she
a specific
told me
date?
Everything I know about this show is from her directly on Instagram. She wrote me and said, you got to get up on this show. I'm on season three, which is upcoming, which I told you, I follow her on Instagram, and she was in the gym.
Yeah.
And I already think she's a badass. So I was like, holy Toledo, something's up.
Yeah.
Turns out, yeah. She's the star of season three.
So as I'm watching this show, and this thing on the traders, right, there's 20 people start the game. And it goes pretty fast. Like on each show, they murder, the traders murder someone. And then the people, that they're called the faithful, they're trying to figure out who the traitors are and kick them out of the house, banish them from this castle. It's shot in a castle in Scotland.
Did you put in an offer yet, or are you gonna? You and John are waiting.
Look at this place. It's so beautiful.
Like, you know, maybe after the third season.
Can you see what a find me like a country castle in Scotland? What's that gonna run me? It's got to be cheaper than some of these other. And some of these places, these castles, Jesus, it's like they're just flung all about. Find me a good one.
Do you want like a castle tract?
No. These are not. I'm telling you, these are ancient. This castle is. It looks like it's been redone.
I know, but the way you say they're flung all about.
They are.
Like,
they're just everywhere.
You don't want tract homes. I mean, they don't. You don't want the castle.
I don't
want to
be able to see
castle.
Any right. other castles from my castle. Right. I want to be surrounded by incredibly beautiful European landscapes. So anyway, it starts with three traders. Nobody knows. They know who each other are, but none of the other people. And the whole thing is to try to get them out. And it's really simple, but incredibly, it's great. I really can't wait for you guys to watch an episode or two. It'll suck you right in and traitors.
You can get a castle, there's one here for in Stirling for 1.45 pounds, which would be
£1 million?
2 million pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does it look? Look pretty good?
Yeah.
Send me the link, would you?
It's beautiful.
That'd be great.
It's beautiful.
Let's take a look at that. I haven't looked at any castles in Scotland. I've looked at castles in, definitely in France, like a zillion times. Because I watch all these shows about people's chateaus in France.
408 says you're going to like season two of Traitors even more.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm sure whoever plays season two is going to have watched season one. And I think that's crucial. Like, I felt like there's a real learning curve to playing this game. And I don't want to spoil it because I want you guys to watch it. But if you find yourself with nothing to do or it's too hot to go outside, man, I should have suggested this last week. But if you have a chance, oh my God, you got it. I just love it. It's on Peacock. There are two seasons so far. The Traitors. And in the end, I wound up being like, I cannot take the ads anymore. So where we pay. Now we've now add, throw Peacock on the list of things that we subscribe to. John will not pay $3.99 to rent a movie.
Thank you for. I was about to point that out. Mm-hmm. Here's a guy who won't get a movie. Wants to watch sitting on the couch with his wife,
renting The Bourne Supremacy.
But he's willing to pay extra. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I did force him, and it was getting really annoying because you know how shows do that. They backload the show.
You didn't have to say that.
What part did I say?
That I did force.
Well, because I was like, I kept bitching about it. I didn't force him. You're saying that was a given?
Okay. That was a given, yes. I'm sure he very quickly realized there's no reason to fight this one.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, there was no reason to fight it because he was also bitching about the ads. I'm like, well, if you don't like them, there is a very simple way to solve this problem. Because we're watching this all the time. And they backload it. So the first 25 minutes of the show, there's no breaks. And you're like, you're in it. It's great. And then they just start. You ever notice that? They kill you. You're three quarters of the way through a movie, and that's where all the commercials start.
I got it because of I watched the superfan episodes of The Office. They have all like deleted scenes added to them, and you have to have
on Peacock.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. If you're an Office fan, watch all those.
I've seen enough of it that I'm like, okay, I bet I'd get invested, but I've never sat down and like decided I'm watching that.
It's my comfort show. Like I have that's what I go to bed to. Like I watch The Office when I want to like just chill.
It doesn't get you agitated or...
No, it's
that's
very
exactly,
relaxing.
Yeah.
And I've watched it so much that I don't need to like watch it. I can like lay in bed and like, I know what's
just
going.
Because you're mentioning this now, Pam from The Office, played by Jenna Fisher, she just revealed it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Last December, she was diagnosed with breast cancer and she has, and nobody knew, she just came out and said, I beat it. And here's some of the stuff that happened to me this past year, but I didn't want to say anything while it was ongoing. She said, I lost my hair thanks to some great wigs and hats with hair. Put on a hat, it's got a little hair sticking down. She's her family calls them wigats. Okay. I've been able to wait till now to reveal that this has been going on for me. She urged women to check to get checked. She said 6 months later, things would have been much worse. And she referenced the scene from The Office where Michael Scott, that's the boss, tells her to get her breast checks because they're, quote, ticking time bags.
Her podcast, The Office Ladies, she does with Angela from The Office. So good. They're
people love that.
Really good.
I hear
together.
About that show.
Yeah. It's huge. It's huge.
Anyway, good for you, Pam from The Office, Jenna Fisher. She is cancer-free right now. Okay, just to kind of pile on what you were saying earlier about the hurricane, Walt Disney and most of those theme parks in Florida are closed. Disney World, SeaWorld, Universal, Hurricane Milton is going to hit. And so all the parks, and you know what's so, I mean, look, there's a lot of tragedy that comes along with any hurricane. But people save for years sometimes to really have an incredible vacation. People who love Disneyland will go, there's so much at Disney World. I got to go to Disney World. And they're always adding new things. Like, this is horrible. It's just really awful. And maybe they know to not book during hurricane season. I always think a hurricane season is being like August, September. Like, this actually feels late to me, but I don't know.
I actually think if you're someone who saves a lot for a trip, you're probably less travel savvy, and you probably did walk right into a bum window and there's nothing you can do.
And then what happens?
And who can afford travel insurance? Who can?
I know. And yeah, so what is the...
You're burnt, I guess. I don't know. I mean, maybe you can
maybe
get...
Maybe Disney World like does make goods.
And, maybe. I don't know.
But they're booked out so far in the future, like sometimes people would be just shut out. And I suppose if you own the passes are probably, they remain good. I had just such a bummer. I was reading this and I'm like, yeah, you know, you forget about all, you hear the major things and obviously, you know, the destruction is the main thing and possible loss of human life. But man, there's a lot and it trickles down and everything from a flight you might be wanting to take to San Diego might be disrupted by this. Who knows? So anyway, very sad. Diddy, let me out of jail. He's filed a new appeal. He wants to be released on bond. He's been in prison about 3 weeks. Feels like a little bit longer than that.
It's weird. It turns out it's unanimous. All the people in jail want out.
It's weird. Yeah. Not all of them.
Every single one of them are like, you know, could you just let me out? I mean,
across the board.
Yeah.
In the docs that have been filed, Diddy's legal team says he poses no conceivable flight risk. Contrary to what federal prosecutors have been claiming, it is true. There's not a lot of places he could go on Earth where he wouldn't be recognized, but extrication might be difficult. His lawyers said they're offering $50 million in bail. And his lawyers say that offers enough restrictions to address any possible concerns about witness tampering, flight risk package. Maybe that's more. It's not the flight risk. It's the he's out and he starts putting pressure on people. He's got access to people who he can say, go to that person's house and shut them up.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm sure there's a million reasons why to not let him out.
Somebody's keeping the submarine warm in the driveway so that he can get the hell out of here the second.
Move to Atlantis.
Yeah. Well, wherever. I mean, you know, let's get underwater.
Diddy is also saying he'd continue trying to sell his private plane, wouldn't contact any known grand jury witnesses, agreed to submit to weekly drug tests. This is the third formal attempt to secure his release from jail. He's awaiting trial in his federal criminal case, which they are saying is that'll be a year before they go, you know, that he's going to rot in jail like a stink crack.
I try not to read the things that I know you might report, but I saw this thing, it was mostly pictures, but it was about J-Lo's relationships and it's a couple of dorks. Guys that I don't know who they are, and then there's the Diddy.
Yeah,
this is just my opinion. Having looked at all, she's better looking now than she was when she was 20.
I agree with you. It's almost like she's refined everything.
I don't know what. I don't know what to say about how.
I mean, she's always been gorgeous.
But yeah, but man, she's better looking now.
There's something about she does. She what is her perfume called? Glow, right? Isn't that the name of it? I'm like that. It's so perfect. She does glow. I mean, clearly, she's got it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Glow.
Glow by J-Lo.
Eau de toilette.
Toiletty. So anyway, blah, 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 Diddy. Let's talk about blah, 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 Kanye. What divorce? She's in Tokyo with him. They're making out on escalators. They're both wearing white outfits. Hers are much clingier than his. We're talking about Kanye West and Bianca Censori. People were saying, the story I saw yesterday was, the blah, blah, blahs all around them are saying, he's talking about divorce. He's saying, I'm going to move to Tokyo. I'm done with her, blah, blah, blah. Turns out she was in Australia and they made a really good united front showing. So who knows? And in the end, you know, I just need things to talk about. So I'm
well,
fine with it.
And certainly relationships go up and down. There's no question that you have.
They're like cuddling. They're laughing. All these pictures. They're standing on an escalator and she's turned toward him and she's got him. She's grabbed him by the head. Just an adorable picture of them. The top of his head, you know.
Okay. Well, I mean, what?
I don't know what you're thinking. And they're just walking around together. She's wearing a little clingy white thing, and he's wearing a little bit fluffier white thing, looser.
I have such a mental image from that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? She's all top.
Yes.
You know, he always packs her into like really clingy stuff. You know what I'm talking about. And then he's wearing just like kind of like looser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a weird thing. I would expect any woman I dated, maybe they'd do me a favor if I was like, you know, I really like you in this or something. But in general, I would think a woman would go, dress yourself and get out of here and I'll dress myself and then I'll meet you in the hall.
Yeah. No, baby, we gotta have matching outfits. You're gonna put on this leather triangle, and I'm gonna put on this leather jacket, and we're gonna leave the house together.
So unbelievable. Like in modern times, you just expect a woman to go, no, absolutely not.
Well, she likes it.
No, she might like it, but she gotta get over it pretty soon. And honestly, I guess if you're willing to date Kanye or marry him, whatever they are, you would be like, okay, well, you have to be all in. You've got to say yes. He's a guy you have to say yes to, or you're out. That's it.
She's figured out how to work it. That's for sure.
I guess so. Well, she was apparently down at seeing her family in Australia. And now she's in Tokyo with him. So don't worry, you guys. They're staying together. Okay, she was super worried about it. You and I talked about this for a second off the air yesterday, so I thought I'd just get this out of my pile of stories. Rust is coming out. This movie, Rust, the one where Alec Baldwin fired a gun he was told was a cold gun, fired it through the director.
No, 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 no.
Yeah. No, no, no. I didn't fire that gun. No, no, no. I didn't.
No, no,
no, no, no, no. So you didn't pull the trigger? No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, you got to find that. You know, there's a lot of things that are lost right now. I was thinking there's the Bill Bellamy stuff.
They're never coming back. That's just
they could come back.
I mean, how?
Because it's our show. Like, don't we own that?
I will make things as you ask for them.
All right. Find Alec Baldwin going, no, 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 no.
And find Bill Bellamy telling Sarah she's got a big old butt.
It's because she got a big old booty, Sarah.
And everyone goes, and he goes, no, no,
no, no,
I mean,
that's a good thing.
You missed
Sarah.
It. You had to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get back. Just get Bill Bellamy back on the show. Get him back on the show. So anyway, Rust is the movie where Helena Hutchins was killed accidentally. And the director was actually, it went through the director and hit Helena. And it's been 3 years. In fact, I want to say the armorer, which was a term I learned for the first time because of this. I want to say she's in jail right now. Mm-hmm. This is apparently happening at Poland's Energa Kamerimage.
What?
It's an international cinematography film festival.
Oh.
And it's in Poland. And it's going to, so that is where it's going to premiere next month. I don't have any word on whether or not that's going to come to all of our screens here in Merca, but it's looking like. And by the way, they're doing a panel. Joel Souza, he's the director. He was the one who got shot and the bullet went through him. He's on the panel.
Mm.
And then the cinematographer, it doesn't say anything about whether or not Alec Baldwin is going to be on this panel, but.
Well, I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't know. This is actually horrible. I'm looking at shots from the set after this happened. And Alec Baldwin he's bent. It looks like he just barfed. Like he's in this kind of Wyoming-esque landscape, and he's bent over and is just But just body language alone, there's a guy who's like, I just shot and killed someone. Like,
he was like ayahuasca or something.
Oh, no.
It's just, oh, geez.
You know, you just the body language on it is just very, if it looks like a tragedy just happened.
No.
Yeah. And then he's on the phone and he just looks, imagine those moments. I mean, of course, also imagine that someone did just die.
It's very strange, in my opinion, for the amount of money in the movie business for something to be so reckless. Mm. And we know what happens. We know that that's how the kid, Bruce Lee's kid, died. We know there are other accidents on set. Certainly big stunts can go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But for all the money in that business, you wouldn't expect them to be in New Mexico on this little middle
set,
of nowhere,
right,
and not have a full-on, most pro possible.
Right. Right. And look, maybe there are very non-pro movies out there, baby. I'm sure there are. But this is an Alec Baldwin movie. Like, this was a legitimate crew, a legitimate cast. It is very surprising in the worst possible way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Vinny, I'm out of time. What's coming up?
Your body count. I'll get to that. Your doctor's doing it wrong and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Alice in Winterland. That's right. It's happening, people. Pre-sale tickets for Alice in Winterland go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. on RadioAlice.com. You need a code word. It's GIFT, G-I-F-T. Alice in Winterland, pre-sale tomorrow, 10 o'clock, RadioAlice.com. And do not forget, at 8 and 9 all this week, We have your chance to win tickets before you can buy them, so make sure you're here. Alice in Winterland starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, December 13th at the Paramount. So smooth. Oh, my God. December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's.
Did you get my text? Can you check your phone?
Oh.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Disneyland. Celebrate the holidays at the Disneyland Resort. Alice has your chance to win a vacation for four all this week on the fives at 6 and 7 a.m. and later on Jane's show at 3, 4, 5, and 6. Listen for the code word to text to our contest line 20357 for your chance to win a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, get in the running for the grand prize vacation for four with three-day, one-park-per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a two-night stay at the Disneyland Resort Hotel. Disneyland.
We love it.
All right. Here's what's happening. Right now, it is pretty overcast in downtown San Francisco, but you everywhere else, you should see sunshine, but also you'll be cooler, a lot cooler. 80s in the hot spots and below, beyond.
Like 20 degrees cooler than it was last week.
Last night was glorious, getting in bed and having it, the house actually cooled down, which was a miracle. Okay, I have a bunch of stuff I haven't gotten to, and it was really I just did a bad job. So here's a couple of the things that I needed you guys to know about. MoneyGram. I don't know about it. Apparently, it's a way to send money to people.
I believe I have an account for that.
Oh, you're hacked. It's, just so you know.
Oh, great. Oh, good. Good, good, good. Because I'm sure I gave them my bank account info and all that stuff. Oh, that's wonderful.
Social security numbers, government ID documents, routine contact info like email addresses and phone numbers,
great.
Date of birth, bank account numbers, utility bills, MoneyGram plus rewards, transaction information, and criminal investigation information like fraud for some consumers. MoneyGram has been hacked.
Yay!
So I'm letting you know now, if you're a MoneyGram customer, add it to the list of hacks you've been involved in. And they really don't have a fix for you.
Great. That's so great.
They say they're working on rectifying the issue. How do you rectify a bunch of criminals having all your info?
I can't think of a way unless you kill all the criminals at once. Is there like an AI that
they
can
say
step
that.
In and kill all the bad guys?
As soon as we learned about the issue, we temporarily shut down certain services in order to stop the steal.
Yeah.
But in reality, they've been hacked. And it went on for 2 days before they realized.
Oh, no.
Oops. There's a back door wide open in this place. So MoneyGram has been hacked. If you're a customer.
Yep, I have an account on here. That's wonderful.
Financial service MoneyGram announced the hack and cybersecurity. It should be against the law to ask for that information if you're not quadruple firewalled. That is just terrible. Anyway.
Apparently, while we were very joyful when we gave you that word, the correct Disney word for today, for this hour, is cheerful. C-H-E-E-R-F-U-L. Cheerful. That is this hour's code word. Text that to 20357 for the holidays at Disneyland. Cheerful.
Cheerful.
Be cheerful about it.
Does the person you're with know your body count? Do you know that term?
Is it just how many people I've done?
How many people you've been with?
You know, I don't even know my body count. So I'm going to say John knows it's a high number.
A poll of 2,000 people who are sexually active found the average is 14.
Hilarious. That's funny.
Why do you say that?
Because that just like seems like such a low number.
It does.
Especially in this day and age, it just feels like if you make it to 40 and your number's 14, like obviously you were in a long, faithful marriage.
Or a loser is what you're saying.
No, I wouldn't say that, Benny. I can never say that.
Totally butt ugly and can't sell that thing anywhere.
These are all your words.
I'm just, yeah. I mean, I'm reading between the lines. I mean, either in a long relationship or ... We know what you mean.
Yeah. What would you say your body count is, Maddie? I already know what Vinny's lie is.
Mine's Mine's three digits. It's over.
Oh, goodness. Probably.
Yeah, mine is under 30. It's not a lie, and I wish it was more. Mm. I really do. In fact, they say here on this from this survey, 26% of people in relationships of the person they're with doesn't know their true body count. I definitely, truly have zero idea what Christina's body count is. Mm. Zero.
Yeah.
It could be in the thousands, mm-hmm. or it could be three.
Yep.
And I have no idea.
Well, you were still getting mail from one dude at the early days.
Oh, I know.
Days.
No, I know
so
she's
been
had
one
partners.
Dude at least.
Yeah,
right,
I know
okay.
she's had partners.
Probably just
I just
that
mean,
one guy.
I just don't know at all. And I feel like because she traveled so much for business that she should have had some, you know, she should have had boned some Frenchie mm-hmm. and some guy in Italy and some person at a club in, you know, wherever. Name it. Geneva. I was in Geneva on business and I met a guy and we had a great night.
Right.
I don't want to know about it, but I definitely.
It's funny because any partner of yours, if they listen to this show, they can't escape it. There's always some story about somebody you banged in the shed or, you know, wherever. But in the grand scheme of like most people's lives, unless you're just a really open, you're with someone who wants to know and you're really open about it. You wouldn't really talk about that.
No, of course not.
You know?
And she does not.
Right.
And I'm glad for it.
Yeah, well, you have been very vocal
and
about it. I don't want to know. You're going to know all my stuff, but I do not
so
want to know.
I don't tell her my stuff in private. She might hear it here,
that's
but
what
she's
saying.
Saying, okay, but I'm saying
it's
I don't.
Inescapable.
I'm not at the dinner table going, I wish my number was higher. Mm. There's a bunch of carcass left out there in the world that I undone because of me.
Carcass is carcass.
Because I'm a chicken. Because I was afraid I was going to get something. Or someone was going to ask something of me that I wasn't willing to, you know, give. Like time.
Uh-huh.
You know, the whole.
Yes, commitment.
Wondering what? Right. What even don't give him?
Time.
He'll do all this stuff.
Yeah.
He's
do everything
happy
but
to
time.
Do that, right.
Embarrassed or not, 19% wish their number was higher. 25% wish their number was lower. I firmly am in the, I wish my number was higher. It should have been higher.
I say, have no regrets. Live the life that you live and don't apologize for the fun that you had when you were sowing your wild oats.
There's a good chance you'll never be asked what your body count is. Most people say,
don't be on a radio show. Do not have a morning show.
Most people say they don't know how many people their partner's been with because you don't talk about it. Mm. Why would you? I did have a lady I dated ask me questions where I was getting very uncomfortable.
Oh.
And I just thought, why are you...
Didn't she say to you, you can ask me anything
yeah,
too?
Yeah, she was like, I want to know you and I want to know the real you, not this, you know...
What you're showing me.
This phony story. And you should be able to know me too. We should... This. I want to know
no
everything.
No secrets between us.
I want to know everything about mm-hmm. you. And I was like, I don't... No, I can't. Mm-hmm. Nope. Mm-hmm. Keep that. I'll keep mine. You keep yours. Thank you. You want to know all the stuff about some guy?
Yeah. I mean, we don't have to like sit down and have like a serious conversation about it, but I wouldn't want someone to feel like they couldn't tell a funny story about some sexual escapade that they had. Like, oh my God, the one time, like John has told me some stuff that it's hilarious. And it comes up from time to time. I mean, privately, we don't like tell all our friends about. I can't say I'm above telling our friends. I can't keep my mouth shut. What can I do? Go on, back to you.
You okay?
I'm just realizing, I'm just like, Kim, no one should ever tell me anything. I almost told a story that I'm like, that's not prayer.
Oh, I meant to start with this and I didn't.
What is it?
I'm okay. There's a show on. I think it was a Netflix show. It's called Mindhunter.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I watched the first episode and didn't love it. And then I tried it again and did love it. And then I tried, and then I watched all the two seasons, and then it just went gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like no word, no. Season 3 is going to be coming out next month.
Woo! Oh, how exciting. I got to go back, and because I'm with you. I watched that first episode, and I was like, that is not for me. I didn't find anything that called me back to it.
I think it's because we talked about it on the air that people wrote in and said, you need to watch that again. Put your computer down and watch
soon,
the
right?
show. Like, that show's great. I watched it. It's called Mindhunter. It's on Netflix. It ended up being a show I really loved.
Mm.
And it's a time capsule. It's from the 70s and just all the stuff. when they pull into this one jail, all the cars in the parking lot are the appropriate cars. Like, they put time and energy into putting you in that scene, and it felt great. Mm. And then it just went goodbye.
Now, did it get canceled or did they just delay? Because now they take as much damn time as they want between seasons.
I don't know. And I don't know that they ever can recapture the momentum they had.
I think it was one of those shows that got caught up in the writer's strike. And you know, so we're seeing a lot of shows now that are coming out and they're
back
a little bit later than you would have expected, which is a nice surprise, though, when you're on Netflix and it's like, oh, my gosh, there's the second
season. Oh, I loved that show.
Exactly,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to report that I saw that on like Facebook or somewhere and went, what the?
Twice you have teased the doctor's story.
Yes, I have it right here.
Awesome. I've just been dying to hear it.
Well, I mean to do it. I just keep
aware.
The Mindhunter thing hit me like lightning and I got to say that. A study found some people with high blood pressure may have been misdiagnosed. And it has to do with how you hold your arm when they put that cuff on you.
Really?
Researchers at Johns Hopkins check people's blood pressure with their arm positioned in three different ways, supported on a desk, supported on their lap, and hanging by their side. And they say the best way to do it is with your arm on a desk or table and the cuff at heart level. They say that's not news. It's been the recommended way for a while. But not, and actually doctors aren't the ones doing, checking, it's the nurse in advance. But they say doctors and nurses aren't bothering to do it that way often. And the study found there's a big difference.
Oh.
You may think you have higher blood pressure than you do because of the way they've taken your blood pressure. When done correctly, the average reading was 126 over 174. That's elevated, but not super high. But doing it wrong made people's blood pressure seem higher than it really was. So you might find yourself going.
So usually I find that I'd be sitting on the thing and my arm is in my lap. You're saying your arm should be elevated to the point where the cuff is now at heart level.
With your arm on the desk or table, the cuff at heart level.
I don't even think I can think of a time when I've had it done the right way then. Like, I'm not sitting in front of a desk or have my arm on a desk.
You don't do it at home every once in a while and check your blood pressure?
No.
You do?
Of course, yeah.
Did you have high blood pressure?
I did. I don't anymore, but it's a little automated thing. But yeah, I always have it up like that because that's what the doctor told me to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting, Vin.
I think everybody over at a certain age should check their blood
pressure.
You
got one of those things at home?
John has one of those too. John's a data guy. He's always like, puts the thing on his finger with the blood oxygenation levels. He's got his own little pump up and it has a digital readout and does it for you and like a whole thing.
And he doesn't come in and say, it's time for your checkup, Sarah?
No, I pass the test every time, Vinny. So, you know, it's like,
it
you
even
always
talks
say,
to
Tucaracha.
It tells me your blood pressure is normal.
Oh.
Your blood
so you bought is that high. Thing.
Yeah,
you bought it.
Like, it was on like $27 or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, if you had high blood pressure, and also there's an art to it, right? Like if you're using the pump it up one, you also need a stethoscope and you need to know that is it systole and diastole, which I think I remember from
systolic and diastolic.
Yeah. And those are you're trying to get this one number. I wouldn't even know which one is which. I can't even believe those things just popped out of my mouth. Like they're one over the other.
Yeah, like 124 over 78.
But you have to know what you're listening for. Like have you ever tried to take your own blood pressure with a stethoscope?
No.
Me neither. A stethoscope though I have and it's.
You ever tried to say the word?
Really, I just did. It's hard to say. I'm always trying to impress Deepak, our surgeon doctor friend. Hey Deepak, how'd I do?
By the way, he wrote and said he can't wait to see us all for Winterland, which is coming up.
See you there. It's right in his neighborhood, too.
Yeah.
Great.
No, he wants to join us in any way that he can.
December 13th at the Paramount, and the tickets go on sale tomorrow. Pre-sale tickets tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock on RadioAlice.com.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. If I misspoke, I apologize. 707 says, Vin, 126 over 174 is real bad. I think you meant 126 over 74. Did I say?
It is 74.
Okay, yeah, that's what it
is. That's okay.
My bad. Vinny, you described the scene perfectly from Mindhunter. I know exactly which episode you're talking about. I haven't watched that since the pandemic times. Yeah, it was around that time. And someone else says, The word on Mindhunter delay is that it's way too expensive to make based on exactly what Vinny said about the cars. Mm. Trying to set these scenes in, like, they could have ignored, they didn't have to
They
put
didn't
us,
have to do a parking lot scene. You know, I wonder though, because a lot of these things are filmed on lots and, you know, by companies that make movies. I wonder if there are places where there must be. It's not like they drove around looking for 70s cars, right?
No, so there's got to be some. They have them in storage, but right. It's probably a thing to get them
get
to
them
drive
out.
Those out.
They probably have to lug a few of them over, tow them over,
yep.
Get it all set up.
And it really did create a moment. So I like that extra effort.
It
I remember
on you,
it.
Right, yeah.
And yet, don't cancel the show over scenes like that. You don't have to.
Right. You can leave that scene out. Maybe it's, are there any special effects in there? Maybe, because they say that's really expensive. That's the stuff.
I don't think so. But either way, Mindhunter's coming back, everyone.
Yay.
And I should mention too, and I don't know, I don't go out at night. Weezer's tonight at the Chase Center. Do you have that?
I wasn't going to mention it. I don't have tickets.
Oh.
But is this the thing? This is where they're touring that original album.
I don't know. Someone had written in and said, are you guys going? And I was,
no, it's a Wednesday night. We're not going. We can't even stay up and watch Survivor, for God's sake.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I love Weezer.
Would you
so
rather
much.
Watch Survivor or go see Weezer?
If I had tomorrow off, I would go see Weezer.
Yeah.
Like I can't get up in the morning.
It looks like you got faked out on Facebook. Mindhunter is not coming back with season 3.
What? We'll find out. We'll get to the bottom of it. Don't listen to them. They don't know. They don't necessarily.
They might know.
But they might not. Though.
Texters know a lot of times.
But sometimes they don't. Sometimes they tell us and we're like, oh no, and then we find out that's not true. We'll get to the bottom of it.
Okay. What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, Alice in Winterland tickets right after this.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God.
What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.